Phoneboy Speaks, episode 392, Sprint Somewhere.
I've been talking a bit about T-Mobile as of late because, they've been doing interesting things with the wireless industry. I'm going to talk about another company that really hasn't done much in the wireless industry as of late, and that's Sprint. And Sprint is a rumored, or probably more accurately, SoftBank is a rumored company to acquire T-Mobile US. This article that Masayoshi Son, who's the CEO of SoftBank, and he describes how he used to run or not run companies that he acquired in the U.S. with SoftBank, and he realized that taking a hands-off approach really didn't really work for him, and if he didn't take an active role in managing those companies that they didn't succeed, and so. He's looking at Sprint now, which is purchased, or a good chunk of it was purchased by SoftBank, and he's not happy with how things are going there. They're clearly spending a lot of money on advertising. It's clearly not working because they keep losing customers. And you could argue that it's because of the network, but T-Mobile has network problems, and they have even more coverage problems than Sprint. And yet, T-Mobile's adding customers at a very, very fast rate. So, it makes me wonder what SoftBank is going to do to Sprint to change the way that they do business, and will they implement something very similar to what T-Mobile has done? Well, then maybe they'll do that. I mean, they could do it, or they could do something completely different. I mean, if you look at their network and from a technical perspective, they definitely have some challenges. They have a 4G network, but it's a technology that's not going to be it's not LTE. And they know they need to move to LTE, but it's going to take them some time to do it. But there's all kinds of things they could do. I mean, I know that they've from a resale channel point of view, they've been fairly strong. I mean, there's some good prepaid brands that use Sprint as a backing, but really Sprint needs a better network. Sprint needs capacity or capabilities on that network, in the meantime, they could do some clever marketing the way that John Ledger has done with T-Mobile and do some different things. So we could see Sprint attempting to shake up the industry. Right now, T-Mobile kind of has the mind share, which is fantastic, but Sprint does have its issues with their network that they need to resolve, but a little bit of marketing can't hurt, and certainly the CEO of SoftBank taking a stronger role in what Sprint is doing, it certainly can't make things much worse, because Sprint it seems like they're in this kind of spiral that they need to get out of, and I think at the end of the day, we need in the U.S., I think we really need to have four healthy, national carriers to really make things, to keep things competitive and on the up and up, because this is a... It is a challenging business, and I think only having three wouldn't be so great. So I'm certainly not in favor of Sprint purchasing T-Mobile or SoftBank purchasing T-Mobile or whatever. I think what needs to happen is Sprint needs to improve, and hopefully SoftBank can spend some time to make that happen and actually do some innovative things. I mean, even if you have to rip off John Ledger, fine. Do something to get people to look at Sprint differently, and why not do the stuff that John Ledger's doing, or maybe do something different, maybe do something even bolder. I'm not sure what Sprint has up their Sprint or SoftBank has up their sleeves, but certainly anything to help change the wireless model here in the U.S. to like the way T-Mobile is doing is a good healthy thing for the industry.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.